Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us yet again. Today we're going to be talking about Bungie Day, Moments of Triumph, these awesome figures. This is actually the Titan, which is no longer available. There is a Warlock and Hunter on the way. More on that in just a little bit. And just what's going on in the world of Destiny, basically.
Of course.
You can check out this show on the PS4 or Xbox One IGN app. And don't forget to hit us up on YouTube at youtube.com/FireteamChat. Over here on my right, your left, is CJ Gibson, producer extraordinaire.
I was wondering where that was going.
Hunter extraordinaire.
Yeah. Hunter the extraordinaire.
Video guy.
And there you go.
Plan C maestro.
And Fran, like I hate shoulder ears. Charges, Mirabella.
Oh, that's
on the left.
It,
you're right.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? It's been a while. We took last week off. Apologies.
Short week. Even shorter week this week.
Independence Day.
Yeah.
So that one was for America.
Canada Day.
Yeah, sure.
And it was also there.
Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of fans who appreciate that, CJ. We can't forget.
Thank you.
For the queen.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the thing right in front of us first. So these are World of 3A figures. Bungie actually sent us this Titan. This Titan's no longer available. But yesterday.
It is in our office.
Yesterday on Bungie Day, they announced that they're doing a Warlock, and it is available for pre-order. It's $190, but they pay an incredible amount of attention to every single little detail on these things. They're really fantastic. I kind of want to buy the Warlock, but they just look great. And I just kind of wanted to talk about how cool it is to see a physical thing from the Destiny world.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, we have the Ghost with the pre-order items, but these figures are really, really cool.
So it's 1/6 scale?
Yeah, 1/6 scale. This is about
How
12
is
inches.
That?
About 12 inches tall.
Friend, jeez. Like, is it a sixth of this, or is it like?
Stop it.
So here's
we're looking at the actual 1/6 scale.
Which is about it's about,
you know,
12
what?
Inches.
An iPhone 6.
What strikes me as odd about this?
Drive me crazy.
The 1/6. That's what it said on the site. 1/6 scale. If I stack 6 of these on top of each other, which I will do,
1/16.
It was 1/16.
Yeah, so they're big.
That's a huge Titan.
Yeah, they're 16 feet.
But meaning,
tall.
How big is like a Titan? They're like 8 feet tall.
Something like that.
We should have done some math before. Has this got Felwinter's Lie?
Of course.
It does. The cheapest shotgun in Destiny. The shotgun. The shotgun responsible for them rebalancing all shotguns in the game, basically. Thanks, CJ.
Pretty much.
You're basically the responsible person.
It's cool, though.
It's scary.
I know. I'm afraid it's going to fall.
That's bad for audio. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, audio.
We're banging on the desk to see if the Titan will fall over. But anyway, so they
sturdy.
He's good.
The cool thing, right? They're releasing Hunter and Warlock, right?
Yeah, Hunter and Warlock. Hunter's later. The Warlock is available for pre-order now. All proceeds from the Bungie store go actually to the Bungie Foundation, which is to help sick kids and people in the Seattle area hospital, where they help kids also. The Make-A-Wish Foundation, stuff like that. It's all for a good cause.
So yeah, Bungie's been good about that. We all remember Nepal last year, obviously, and they make it very clear with all these, hey, buy this at our store.
Yeah.
You know, at first you're like, oh, you're selling your own stuff, which honestly, whatever they got a business from, but the reality is all their store stuff and everything, it goes towards this stuff. It's charity, so that's great.
Yeah, definitely. And these figures are super cool. I really want the Warlock.
Hunter looks the best.
The Chatter white shader
and the Hunter, it looks so good.
Warlock's available for pre-order today, but you don't get it till 2017. Yeah, so it's
just
going to be
like
a
Destiny
waste.
2.
And these Titans are sold out. You can get these on eBay now for like $240 to $440. Like, that's the range.
Cool.
So they're pricey and limited.
So what are you posting this as on eBay exactly?
yeah. No, that's being posted at my desk. So if anybody wants to look at
it. Actually, you can have it. You can go shoulder charge this in a lunchroom. I don't care.
It's the last character you
Hopefully we have
on
a trio
desk.
On the show and I can just play with them all episode.
That would be awesome. So do they just come in one shader always? Like, did this Titan – I don't remember. But
so
the
I believe the Titan was the prototype. He just came like this. I don't know for sure, though. But I know with the Warlock, we have three different shaders to choose from. The black-themed one that's on the Bungie store, that is the one that is available on the Bungie store. The other colors are a white, sort of chatter white Warlock. I said Titan. I meant Warlock. Yep, so there's a black-themed Warlock, a white-themed Warlock, and then, like, an orange and blue-themed Warlock. Now, those are retail exclusives, so they're available with different partners, and I don't know if those proceeds go to charity. Cool. That's probably a different thing.
Yeah, this is the Bungie Store exclusive edition.
Yeah.
It comes with the Warlock I'm looking at. The primary weapon is the Stranger's Rifle.
Yeah.
Special weapon is Murmur. Man, they must have – would they make these last year?
Yeah.
What's going on? I think, obviously.
This guy comes with Fellwinters, Hawkmoon. He has Shadow Price, and he has a heavy machine gun. I didn't recognize which one it was.
Is it Yolder's Hammer, actually? Because
– it wasn't Yolder's. I would have recognized the insignias from the Iron Banner.
It was just a shoulder charge.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a Yolder's Hammer. Just kidding.
Anyway, but also the Warlock comes with Yolder's Hammer as well as Thorn. So it's
I forgot about the Thorn. And a ghost.
Your kids are friends with the toy.
He actually comes with a little ghost, too. And then the Hunter, I've seen a Chatterwhite Hunter out there, and I've seen a sort of gray and blue Hunter. That one, I don't know when that one's arriving.
They're nice, though.
I think that one might be today also.
Right. But you like the build quality? You put this together, Destin?
No, you don't put it together. It comes like this, basically, with interchangeable hands, and then you can like have one where he's holding a weapon or just one where he's just posing all cool, like pointing or something.
Yeah.
But amazing craftsmanship. This is like real cloth on his butt sash, as I call them, with my clanmates.
Gross. Smell it, CJ.
There we go. Oh.
He's going to look at me. He's going to look at me all cool.
What's his butt smash? What is it? A butt sash.
Butt sash.
It's
a new weapon.
Can you smell it? Smell it.
This smells like
fresh.
It was. This smells
is it
like
an
it
open
was
box
painted.
Kind of smell?
It smells like it was just painted.
Yeah, it does. That's a fresh butt of paint.
Yeah,
what that is
right
there. So it's very
grand
nice.
Joke in the worst way.
You know when you open like a new magazine or like it's got that like nice smell.
Yeah, anything made out of paper I still read.
Smell. Yeah, all those instruction manuals. That used to be the thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, when you put toys in the room, I get totally distracted.
Yeah, right.
You really have to be watching the video, though. This was our big promotion for video this week, because if you're only listening, you're not seeing us trying to keep the Titan balanced.
Or making him fall.
Bang the table. Yeah.
Okay. We actually have an unboxing that you guys can check out on IGN.com of this Titan. I'm editing it right now, and then I had to come record the show really quick. So that'll be out probably this weekend.
Cool.
Let's move on to some big things happening. Happy Bungie Day, everybody. I know we're a day late, so belated Bungie Day to you.
Let's just call it Bungie Week.
Yeah, it sort of is, because they released the Moments of Triumph, and one of those, like getting all of them, so if you get all the Moments of Triumph, and one of those include doing the lengthy multiplayer quest that a lot of people avoided, myself included.
I got you,
the Mountaintop? That one?
CJ got it.
You have it already?
Yeah, of course.
That's the only one I don't have.
Is it the Mountaintop?
Yeah.
What?
No, this is amazing.
You have to do all the red multiplayer
which
quests,
is a Shaxx
basically.
Quote.
Yes.
When you do
this
how many kills?
This is amazing.
Like, I noticed.
He goes back and forth. I think he says it sometimes at like three or five.
No. I think this is amazing. It's tied to like, it's like 10
I
think
it
or
might
something.
Be 10, actually.
The Mountaintop?
This is amazing.
Yeah,
the Mountaintop's not. No, that's a quest line. That's a multiplayer quest line.
No.
That's the name of the actual like Triumph, though.
Oh, yes. Okay, okay.
Yeah, right.
So complete the Crucible quest line, the Mountaintop, and you only get that after you've done, like, nine other multiplayer quests, and I'm trudging through that right now, one of which includes get more than six kills in a match with an auto rifle for four matches. So for four matches, you need to get six kills with the auto rifle. You need to do that again
for
with
four
a...
four matches in a row?
Yes.
You get that doctrine, Destin?
So you gotta get... basically, you need six primary kills.
Yeah. With an auto rifle. With an auto rifle.
Not streaks.
That's part one of it. Part two is do it again with hand cannons. Part three is do it again with scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Pulse
and so if
rifles,
you break the chain.
Cetera.
So if you get one like match
with five
kills.
It's just time intensive.
Yeah.
Like you have to play four matches and get six plus kills.
Okay.
Bare
they
minimum
don't have to
you're
be
playing
in a
four
row.
Matches. No.
Okay.
No.
Just it unlocks.
Like
when you
I'm
get.
On pulse rifles now. I'm really bad with ARs, so I actually had to have a friend help me in Rumble. For that part,
do you have the doctrine
thank you.
Yet?
Thank
Destin,
you, Racer.
You still do not have. The
I
doctrine.
Never got the doctrine.
You freaking melt their faces off.
Yeah,
exactly.
You'll get 12 kills if you get
got
the
a
doctrine.
Lot of tweets.
So, yeah,
willing to help me out.
Hey, let's go to the lighthouse this weekend, man.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, why is that not a moment of triumph? I mean, I get why.
Because it's too exclusive. Mm-hmm. You're excluding way too many people. It's a percentage.
Like, it's a moment. That is the moment.
So they
CJ's get... all talking smack. You don't have a Blade Reborn done. Complete any exotic sword quests.
I know. I didn't want to farm. That's the one I didn't want to do.
You don't have the calcified fragments.
I'm
you didn't
one away.
Complete all the April quests at the gates and return to the prison. Yeah, come on.
So by the way, it's
come on.
I think CJ, your question is...
I have a legit difficult one. Equip a leveled year 2 subclass.
Well,
you didn't even do your subclasses yet.
Well, I mean, that's going to happen as soon as I equip on my hunter.
Interesting question.
Let's make fun of CJ.
Stop that.
I do it all day. I'm exhausted. So interesting question. But you already have your moments of triumph. Your emblems are exclusive,
no, he doesn't.
Right? Trials already has its yearly emblems.
Yeah, that's true.
It already has its yearly shaders, and so they're already giving you what you get with moments of triumph. That like. Right, you already have it to show off. Like,
yeah, that's true.
They don't need
to
tie it
disappointed
to
in
over
CJ if
all
you're watching the video.
And like, yeah, it was. I think it's a good question. You are in an exclusive, you know, set of people who
he
play
doesn't have it
a ton. No. He's saying, why not have trials as part of moments of triumph?
Got it.
And I'm like, that's insane. Like,
no, but that,
nobody
but that's
would have moments
is.
Of triumph.
Nobody goes to the lighthouse and go, oh, you know, that was super easy. That's one of those things where
that's
it's
why
like,
you get an emblem for it.
All of those moments of triumph are achievable by basically any level player. I think the hardest to get one is probably defeat Oryx on hard.
Yes.
You know? Like, that's the most difficult moment and moment of triumph on there. Besides that, it's all just time. It's like, go collect your calcified fragments,
exotic
do this.
Sword quest.
Yeah, exotic
more
sword
like
quest.
Exotic board quest.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done it yet.
That's terrible.
That was really
that's gosh. Actually our least favorite quest, I think, in the entire game. Go collect spin metal, and randomly you'll get what you need.
And that's so why I didn't do it. That was the only one where I'm like going, okay, this is like such a year one thing.
But I did it three times, but I didn't do the Crucible quest.
Because
I got stuck on the ARs.
Yeah, maybe quick comparison. You know, I don't have it in front of me. But year one was a little different, actually, I think. It had sort of like, right, like you defeated Skolas was in there, I think. Maybe not. So
I think he was. Skolas was in there. Defeat Vault of Glass. Defeat...
It had sort of a standard, but I don't think it was like hard mode stuff. Maybe there was, but I guess my point
is... You should just keep guessing to make your point.
I know, that's really way off. My point was that what I like about this year's moment of triumph, and it has changed, right?
Yeah.
Is you're actually getting, for completing a percentage of it, so it's not one and done, and you have to do it all and then get your, you know, emblem or shader or whatever. You get a shader right away, and then you get an emblem, and then you get another shader, and then you get an emblem, and then it unlocks your ability to buy the t-shirt or whatever from the store. Is that what it was?
Yeah. And going back to the store for a second, if you buy anything for the next 7 days till the 15th, you actually get an exclusive emblem that nobody else is going to get. You can only get that shirt if you have all the moments of triumph. So I am like scrambling to get my moments of triumph because I want that shirt. Like I want to get it before I want to get that and get the emblem in one go. I have a week to finish it up.
Place some calls.
How did you play through that whole thing?
I have
thing?
A problem. I'm not sure if you're here. We've established I have a PvP addiction to this game.
I'm just going
to
buy it for $777,000, which is what it's listed at without the code.
The best part about CJ's addiction to trials, really, more than anything, because it's all he plays, is that he didn't take his light level seriously with the updates. And so a really easy moment of triumph for most people who play with friends is the 335 equip a subclass.
You don't need to be 335.
Yeah, right?
No.
It was top.
No.
I thought it was top light level, maximum.
No.
Oh, no. It's just like going through it. So I have a hunter and I
you just need
all
to equip
them.
Your
you
subclass.
You equip all of them. Oh, I thought you had to be 335.
You literally just have to equip the subclass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You thought you were getting me. Yeah.
So you already have that moment then.
I'm an artifact away from 335. Mm-hmm. That's what
right,
I mean.
But meaning you already have three subclasses. I'm
334 on all my characters, but I just don't care about hitting 335 because I don't need to be that high for anything. You can be 330 and be fine, so I'm just like, why am I chasing one light? It's not even worth it.
Maybe Oryx on hard would be a little easier for you.
It's no, not. It's not because
shot.
Of the damage scaling. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're 335.
No, it's
just
a
break.
A
it's a vanity thing.
It is.
Yeah, in year one, it was a huge difference between 31 and 32 light level. You can almost like take down Crota.
Well, that was
one
level.
Hit. That was a different thing.
That was a light level.
One way you can get 335 is Iron Banner. Fran, I already have everything, so I actually didn't play Iron Banner this week.
We had a little Iron Banner chatter.
Yeah, how'd you do?
So, yeah, remember, just as a reminder, Banner was delayed a week or whatever, so we all remember that.
They fixed all the bugs.
Trial. Things were bugged out. But anyway, as
he
it came
his back on CJ now because he's disappointed.
It went well. You know, I did one character rank 5, and I had a really funny situation that I was chasing. I mentioned it on the previous show that I was chasing this Cole Vance's duty scout rifle. This guy I play with, Michael Lovebury, has reactive reload. He got it a long time ago, reactive reload on the Cole Vance's, and it just adds bonus damage, right, for the 3 seconds when it's reloading, but it's pretty beast. You know, you can two-shot, headshot after you get that reload if there's anybody in your sights. So it's painful. Really a tough role to get. And anyway, I went up to rank 5. I didn't get it, and I was about to
Why didn't you get it?
Well, no, let me finish.
All right.
Well, first of all, it's a random roll. I mean, you're not just going to get
it. Got it. I thought it was
the one
in the store.
I didn't think I would ever get it, right?
Yeah.
The one that they were selling is, what was it, Crowd Control Hidden Hand, or was it – it was a pretty good roll, actually. So if you didn't buy Cole Vance's Duty, well, you really should have. It's a great scout rifle. Slow rate of fire, super high impact, hits like a truck.
Hits like a truck.
You need a decent scope on there. But anyway, getting to the end of the story, I had a really good banner where previous banners I was hitting rank 5 and I was getting like – another set of, you know, Iron Companion, you know, chest or whatever it was, stuff that I already had. I wanted weapons. And I was about to log off. I was actually streaming, like, trials or something really late. And then I was like, whatever, I'll just – there were people in the stream, and I was like, okay, I'll just play one quick round of Banner. And it was rank 0 on my second character. First match, rank 0, boom, reactive reload drops.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And it dropped also with not life support.
Full
underdog. Eye of the Storm, I think. But anyway, a really good roll overall, and it has brace frame, I believe. But the scopes are not brilliant, but good enough. So I'm just super excited that I have reactive reload on Cold Pads. Like
nice.
That doesn't happen. Like, can you think of any time in Iron Banner, maybe for you guys, where you wanted something, a roll, and you got it? Basically.
I literally have 9 of the pulse rifles right now, and I have to decide which 2 I'm going to keep and delete all the other ones. They're all like 330 or above. So like I'm like, all right, what am I going to keep? What am I going to infuse? They all have decent rolls, but they're not quite like God roll. They're all like, I mean, they sold one that was really good, so I'm keeping that one.
Okay.
And yeah, I run into that problem all the time because they just drop one thing like candy usually. In Iron Banner.
They do. And Cole Vance's was dropping a lot. That was like one of the things. But anyway, the point was I really had a good run.
Nice.
I didn't have to grind. I just actually got lucky. I would have never thought that would have happened. And so I'm really happy with this
cool.
drop.
You got any Iron Banner stories?
I mean, for the most part, I'm just trying to maximize intellect discipline. It seems like every time I get you know, strength is nice, but you know, I got a couple things on there that I don't really need. So it was nice to get, probably a dozen things that I can now infuse into other characters. I mean, you're playing mostly Titan or no? Or what do you?
I play all of them.
You play all of them? Yeah. I mean, I know you're Warlock only. Get that Hunter started.
I'm going to start a Hunter.
Yeah, but it's nice now that everything goes up to 335. So it's a non-issue to just get a bunch of 335.
So you had
things.
A lot of good infusion fodder.
A lot of good infusion fodder. Yeah, that's what I did.
But
a lot
no,
of weapons.
Like big drops.
No, I mean, dude, Ice Luna. It's my go-to.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Just a reminder, CJ got the baby Hawk Moon in full, which was
so
you got rifled barrel and lock in the chamber.
Lock in the chamber. Yeah. And then rescue mag also. So it's pretty solid. Yeah. It's really good.
Nice.
It was a fun banner.
It was good.
It was just Clash. I know people love Control, but I had fun with it. So,
how do you guys feel about the Moments of Triumph? Like, just in general. Are you excited about them this time? Yeah, no.
Yeah. You know, I think the thing...
I don't like the shaders that much. I really like the last emblem you get.
So I like the
shirt. I want the shirt really bad for the first time.
I like that they've attached merchandise to it. I think that's really smart. It's cool. Because you can wear it in real life and have that moment.
Yeah.
I actually do like the first shader in there. I actually tend to like stuff that has like teal and blue and white. But like, I don't know, there's something about that like brighter, vivid, cool edge kind of look. So I like the first shader. I'm not sure about the second one yet. There's just like a lot of golds and browns and blacks. And honestly, they look cool, but everybody looks the same. That's why actually I look for shaders where you like pop a little more, not necessarily during trials or something where you don't want to stand out with that pink shader. You're just asking for trouble. But no, I think Triumph, it looks really good. I get why they're forcing me now to do all this stuff that I avoided. I'm a little torn, quite honestly. I'm like, I put in so many hours and – you're kind of making me do this stuff just to...
They're not making you do anything.
They are, to prove that I'm part of, like, I've played it a ton.
You're putting that pressure on yourself.
No.
They're not making you do anything. They're saying, hey, here's a thing you can do if you choose to, and you get a shirt. Are you saying to get the shirt, they're forcing you to do it?
Okay, yes. But the point is, so I get why that's important. That to prove yourself, you have to finish the exotic sword quest. You have to finish this grind on that. But, like, that's where it's kind of Destiny for me does go wrong sometimes, right? Like, honestly, I don't know that all this stuff's going to be fun. I've avoided the exotic sword quest because I've kind of heard that it's a bit of a grind. And I don't know. I've just enjoyed – when I log on, I do stuff that I want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Or I chase gear that I really want. I just
if it's not fun, don't do it. You just want that.
No, you want the shirt, don't you? So it's gear that I want.
Oh man, I want that shirt even more now because I don't think Fran's going to do all the work.
We're going to sport it next time.
You and I
will do it.
Let's wear our shirts because you can get your gamer tag and embroidered.
Nice, right, right.
Like, that's what they embroider on it.
Got the exclusive shirt.
You got the Destiny Con shirt.
Yeah, that's good shirt
already. That's
good shirt.
That's August
Easter egg. If you guys are paying attention.
Yeah.
But anyway, so long story short, I totally appreciate what they're doing. Until I finish it,
we will.
For me,
me, you, Sean.
Be quiet. So I finish this. I can't review it until I've finished all the stuff. I don't know for a fact that the exotic sword quest is a true grind and the stuff that I'm missing. So I want to see how long it takes me, if it's fun. I think there's a couple things in there that I have been avoiding that are fun.
Mm-hmm.
But if I get grinding, I'm going to be pissed.
Is farming spin metal fun?
Yeah, exactly, right? It's awesome. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean,
I'm fine with it. I mean, I did most of the stuff.
She's a tough
Sorry,
crowd.
CJ. No, I interrupted him. He was giving me a hard time. I did most of the stuff, so I was fine with it. Like, way more than CJ did, that's for sure.
Whatever.
But I'm stuck on the multiplayer quest line, the mountaintop. Like, it's weird that they put stuff that they know people don't like in the moments of triumph. Like, oh, yeah,
You're
I did.
You're agreeing with me right now, by the way, just for the record.
No, that's not quite. Saying. Not quite.
If you don't like it, right, you kind of don't want to do it, why put that in there?
I find it weird that input stuff that was like you guys were talking before about doing 9-0 in the lighthouse. Like, yes, that's hard to obtain, but that is a moment of triumph. That is a true moment.
Totally.
It's not on the list. Collecting spin metal repeatedly is not. I feel like I'm almost doubling back, though, on what I said earlier, where they have to put stuff that's obtainable for everybody. So all the spin metal stuff, yes, it's a pain, but getting your first exotic sword is kind of a big moment. At least it was for me. Also, like, completing the multiplayer quest, if you're a big multiplayer guy, that was a pretty big moment of triumph, getting through all the multiplayer quests. And my concern right now is I think mine might be bugged, and that worries me. And I can't go into my I couldn't go into my bounties the other day and see where I was at. And Bungie's getting hammered right now. Like, their website, I can't use the companion app to drop items into my, like, switch between characters.
Gosh, why do you use it for that? But
because it's all spread all over the place. Like, I have my Titan built with my Titan. I'm like, okay, I need an AR, and I need to pull my AR out of the vault.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go to the tower, to the vault like you do.
No, I don't. I was just – I always recommend try out, like, Loadouts or Ishtar Command or something.
It doesn't matter, though. If Bungie's down, it's not going to work for anybody.
If the API's down, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But anyway, I see. I didn't realize that. I've had none of those troubles yet.
Yeah. Well, I was, and it sucked because I was trying to get through these moments of triumph, and I couldn't.
All that aside.
Yeah. I like it. I like moments of triumph. I like that they tied it to March. I want that shirt. I want that emblem. I think it's cool that they're doing it and pointing out, hey, all this goes to the Bungie Foundation, so it's for a good cause. You're spending money, but, I mean, you're basically donating to charity and getting something cool for it. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as just everything that you do and collect, the lighthouse was my, I think that's important. Like, that's a legitimate moment that everybody, I think, really remembers as well. So from that standpoint, looking at it like that versus doing the way you feel you have to kind of grind through the crucible, I get that. But I don't, I think it's good to have at this point in the game.
Mm.
You know, the game is getting ready to bounce into Rise of Iron. So doing this stuff, if you haven't done it, it's good.
But the way they chain trials.
I'm going
to
ask you your favorite moments of triumph.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to bring the shirt in.
Triumph with adding 9-0 wins. The way they change trials, that's very hard to obtain now because you get paired with top level players in the Destiny community, and it's really hard to get that 9-0. I've gone 8-0 many times, but you get to that ninth one, and it's usually a battle.
Yeah,
it's asking too much. It's a percentage thing. Like, do you really want only, what, I don't know what the number is. Is it
8%
of the community that goes to the lighthouse, period?
But I feel like
weekly, but like ever.
Can you bring up that photo?
I think it's something crazy. It's a really small number. And so if they're making moments of triumph for eight, they would already know. If they're making for like 10% of the audience, like that's not cool. And they know that.
But if you did have it, I think it would, I mean, trials is something I think typically, and how many times have you done it? Like it's stuff that people stay away from. And I feel like, there's a bunch of people obviously that we know who carry people at lighthouse, or you go in with two other people. And you get into a situation where it's still fun to experience that, if you feel like, okay, I don't normally connect with two other people to do trials. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool for those people, I think, if it was a moment of triumph, to actually do that.
So I think then a better solution is make them go five. Just at least 5-0. Play it. No. Like that's – or 7 maybe. But honestly, that's where it gets tricky, man. Mm-hmm. That's where it's not fun.
So we were talking year one moments before. Here they are. Reach max level of 34, lol. Defeat the dark heart of the Black Garden. Prevent the summoning of Crota's soul. Capture Skolas in the Vex Citadel. Defeat the Prison of Elders on hard. Defeat Atheon on hard. Defeat Crota on hard.
It was a hard one.
Complete 50 public events. That one I had to do. Win 100 Crucible matches. Find all golden chests. So it was also collectible based.
Oh, that's right.
The golden chest. There's this one chest in Venus that I literally probably drove by
900 times.
900 times. Yeah. I was like, there's no way I missed that chest. But besides that, there was most of those things I had done, except for what was the public event stuff? I remember 50. Having to ride through that too.
Yeah. And then like on one planet, people were like, don't go there anymore because they just don't spawn.
Yeah.
Because the Taken were there or something. I can't remember what it was at the time. No, it wouldn't have been Taken.
I remember completing, I think, on Cosmodrome in like the Rocket Yard, where in the back you just waited for, an infinite spawn of like Taken and dudes. Yeah, it was really
I'm going to, for me, it's review in progress. I have not done all the stuff, so I would never drop a review on the current moments until I've done it. So I am concerned that there's going to be a grind in there, though, that I won't like. There was definitely some of that in the last one. But, yes, I do want it to be like taking Crota – or sorry, not Crota. Oryx is the example. Yes, I think – not think. You absolutely should have to beat that to earn this stuff because it is attainable. LFG makes it attainable, even though it could be kind of annoying. You can, people will take you if you're willing to go. And yeah, you should have to do that if you're going to be like, not only have I played for the last year or whatever, but I did this amazing like summit, so to speak. But
I imagine Fran's moments of triumph. Stop a shoulder charge.
Shotgun the shoulder charge.
Buy something from Xur. Like super like low bar. Easy.
The opposite. No, dance on top of the Cryptarch. Like, no.
Get
like,
to I'm not... Oryx.
Equip 10 Warlock shaders.
No, it should be a triumphant moment.
Toggle helmet on and helmet off 14 times in the tower in one play session.
I get your sarcasm, but that's the point. It should be an accomplishment, and that moment is like really fun, not just a grind.
Every time you go to the tower, equip your character with different shaders and armors until they look cool, and then buy what you need, and then change again, and then go on your mission.
Decent.
Moment number 12.
Not because you're making fun of me. I just don't think it's that funny. I'm just saying.
You change, like, every time you go to the tower.
No, I
you
used to change.
Then
I drop my light level all over the place. I need to be able to infuse, the Born Spark armor so I can, like, my tower casuals, as everyone knows, if you've been paying attention. But,
I will say that my Titan's a disaster. It it's like a mishmash of armor, and
like
he doesn't
SRL,
look cool.
Like, arms on. And
SRL arms and, like, the raid armor. Yeah. It's like he's half spiky, half sleek, and it just looks weird.
Yeah, it was that early stuff from...
Because I want the raid set, but I don't want to infuse. We should wrap it up. Anyway, that's it for the show this time. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
Really? We covered everything?
Yeah. What else did you want to hit on?
Nothing. I just felt bad. It flew by.
Yeah. Well, we're having a good time talking Destiny.
Yeah. We don't know really what's coming next, though, do we?
Right now. They said we're kind of waiting. We have the Moments of Triumph to work on for a little while. Hopefully they bring back Sparrow Racing League. That was such a fun event. I don't understand why it's still not here.
I did not get the sense with our interview with Scott and Deej at E3 that it was coming back before Rise of Iron.
Yeah.
I just didn't get the vibe. It was a very we know people liked it, but we kind of wanted to learn from it and take our time. But it just didn't feel anything leading of like – I don't know. It'd be great if it was a big surprise, but I'm just not feeling it. I feel like at best it's going to come back sometime after Rise of Iron. Just a random guess, honestly. But it didn't seem like a priority, right, when we talked to him. It seemed like, we know people like it, but maybe not that many people played it. Like, even if the people liked it, maybe there was a bunch of people that like barely played
even
it.
Even I played it a little bit. I didn't like it that much. I just like having it as an option.
I was terrible at it. I mean, that's not one of those moments of trying. I just did not do well.
They also sort of roundaboutly admitted it was broken in their opinion, which I did not think was a big deal, but in the sense of broken's a strong word, but the drop rate on like helmets and stuff was really high. And they seemed to be indicating it was way too easy of a way to like level. And I was like, I kind of rolled my eyes at that comment because, like, we're at a point in the game where, like, I mean, come on. Like, you're not going to give someone a 335 helmet. Like, the next game's almost out. Like, who cares?
Here's what I'm tired of. It's just like, oh, I have 900 helmets at 335, but I can't infuse that into my legs to make my legs higher, you know? But I cannot get a leg drop to save my life or an arm drop. Well, I'm just, like, saying, like, there's always that one piece of armor you can't get. And you're like, oh, great, another helmet. Oh, triple helmet drops on Oryx. Right. That's great. Well,
but see,
like,
I think
like, let me infuse that armor into a different piece of armor. Like, I don't
see. I think that's another side effect, though. There's, like, first is,
like, oh, then you'll get 335 too quick. Well, just fix your drop rate so it works better.
But that, see, that's, I think.
Your smart loot system isn't working for
but
me.
But I was going to say, you're, I think, adding the other component that existed. There was the people, first of all, they thought maybe it's just too easy to level on that path. But the other side, which is it appears, it bothers you. And so they don't want to have something out there that people are like, ah, I'm tired of deleting helmets. So maybe, but whatever the case, I wouldn't mind it coming back. So I think it's going to come back in a bigger way.
It needs to be an intermediate thing, maybe.
My spidey sense tell me it's come back in a bigger way. They decided.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You know, now that I think about it, I feel like they were like, you know what? This is pretty cool. So if we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
And let's really like go out with a bang. And who knows? Maybe it's a Destiny 2 thing.
Maybe. We got to get out of here, guys. I think somebody else has the room booked.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Fran, you want to plug anything? The app?
Nah, we're good. Follow us, I guess. Yeah, of course. You know, the usual. please drop us a review. It really helps us out. Tell other people about the show. Get into the comments. That's what I always say. You know, we have been having great discussion on our Fireteam Chat YouTube channel because it's more contained. It's
people I love it.
So definitely find us there and hit us up, you know, on Twitter. I'm at Fran Mirabella.
At Destin Legary.
At Gibson Films. And on PlayStation, the video guy with underscores in between.
He needs friends. Yep. And then Destin and I also stream. I'm Twitch/ FM3 underscore.
Yeah, the Destin channel. I'm almost through Mass Effect 1, and I'm going to be streaming some Destiny, I think, because I want to get these moments of triumph after that, and then we'll move on to Mass Effect 2.
I'm on
Did I say Destiny 1? I'm almost through Mass Effect 1.
You said Mass Effect 1.
Okay, just making sure.
We're going to go back
No Man's Sky is right around the corner. Sorry.
There's a lot to
So many great games on the way.
I'm always on trials on the weekend, but I've also
Can you tell I like games that take place in space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, guys. Until next time, Guardians out.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.